I'm going on mute so I don't drive you guys crazy. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello? Hello? Is that it, Fox?
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you? Are you on a computer?
Don't worry, Ali. We have air conditioning.
Oh, mazel tov. Oh.
We
were just thinking about it.
Your air conditioning stopped working, Stoner?
It never started.
Last 5 days. Geloin!
Wow.
You haven't seen that cat in ages. Look at him.
Nice haircut.
You're not going to know that I'm on the... Nice haircut. Dominic.
I'm here. Guys thought I was faking out on you. I'm here. How you doing? We have a Yitzhak Shem. We have a special shiur tonight, I hope. And just remind Ellie to record. Ellie, don't forget to record. Okay. Who's here? Hi, everybody. But he's hiding. Yessie's, I can see Yessie's face. How are you, Yessie? Good to see you. Okay. All right, back to our sugya of brachas akvei zu ezu. As you recall, the Gemara's maskana appears to be that in fact brachas are ma'akvei zu ezu. The only Gemara says the seder is not ma'akev, but the idea of the brachas being ma'akvei zu ezu, that the Gemara seems to understand that is the maskana. There is a machlokes rishonim as to what the psak of the Gemara is. Some say the Gemara is only a dichui. The Rashba takes such an approach that it's just a dichui ba'alma. Bemis, we paskin, brachas ein makvazuazu. Okay. But a lot of rishonim understand the Gemara as its maskana is that the brachas makvazuazu. Only the Seder is not makiv. Rav Haigon, Rashba brings down b'shem Rav Haigon, that our Gemara seems to pass in brachos or makvah zuazu, but the Yerushalmi, based on the Mishnah says that a person was reading Hayakar B'Teira, Begiyaz Mana Mikra, and Kivin Liba Yotza. It's mashva that a person who is simply reading from a Sefer Teira and is mechavin to be Yetzi Kurdish Mikra. Yerushalmi concludes, based on the mission and the fact that a person is Yaitza by simply reading Kriyat Shema, the brachas are ain't makvah zuazu. Oh. So the Rav Haigon asks the stira. Our Gemara holds brachas are makvah zuazu. Yerushalmi says, Mavurish, brachas ain't makvah, not makvah zuazu. Rav Haigon gives a cryptic teretz. Tirates Rabbeinu Hai, the hocha b'tzibur. In other words, our Gemara is talking about Bitzibor. That Gemara is talking about B'yachid. Bitzibor brachas are makva zuazu. B'yachid brachas rein makva zuazu. That is Rav Haigon's teretz. Now, Rav Haigon's teretz is should not be that strange to all of us, because in fact, it's enough in the Tosfos. Tosfos by us says the same thing. Tosfos in the beginning of the second parak, in fact, it's the first Tosfos in the second parak, Tosfos asks the kash on the Mishnah. Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi. Brachas in a makveis, dafo pishli, amar, shtaim lefonev, shtaim lefore, yotzo. That's what you learn from the Mishnah. The Seder is not makif, but the bracha is makif. We shlomer the hosim ayri b'tzibur. Daikanami dekatani os amar lehem hamemuneh. So, Rav Haigon says, I have the solution. The solution is that our Gemara is talking about b'tzibur. That's the case. Amar lehem hamemuneh is doing talking to a tzibur of people. Ma'ashen ken, the case of the Mishnah is a yachid. He's sitting at home, haikar b'teira. He reads the Kriya Shema, he's yotze. Okay. There's a number of questions. Rav Haigon is fair, bein in the kasha, and bein in the teretz. Number one, the kasha Rav Haigon is asking appears to be difficult. He's comparing a Gemara, a Yerushalmi, which derives from the Mishnah that brachos are ein makvos, the harai, a person can just say kriya shma and be yotze without making brachos. He's asking a steer to our Gemara, which discusses the issue whether brachos are makvos zu zu. L'chaira, they're two different sugyas, nothing to do with each other. Our sugya, our Gemara, is not talking about the same issue that the Yerushalmi is discussing. Yerushalmi is talking about a simple question. If a person says Kriya Shema without brachas, is he Yotzei Mitzvos Kriya Shema? Gemara. The Bavli is not talking about Mitzvos Kriya Shema at all. The Bavli is discussing a different issue entirely. The Bavli wants to know, if you have brachas, is it possible, let's imagine a case of a person doesn't know all the brachas. He has some pages ripped out of his sitter. He only has one page. The Bavli is referring to a case where a person only has one bracha, knows only one bracha. Can he make that one bracha, or is it ma'akev? All the other brachas. For example, just as a simple example, Shmon Esrei. If a person does not know all the brachas of Shmon Esrei, you can't daven Shmon Esrei. You can't say 17 brachas or 16 brachas. Well, the other two, b'dieved, I forgot them. You don't know all 18, they're ma'akev zu zu. Shmon Esrei, the tefillah is one complete unit. The Gemara's question by us is how to look at the Birkas Kriya Shema. Are the Birkas Kriya Shema considered to be, in a sense, one unit that all the brachas have to be said? Or can I just say one of them, even though I don't know the others? Similar example of Birkas Hamazon. Birkas Hamazon, you can't just say one bracha. Either you say all of Birkas Hamazon or none of it. So that was the suffix of this Gemara. So what was bothering Rav Haigon? And in fact, the Rashbat's Mefurish actually says this. He says there is no stira. He explains the Gemara that way. The Bavli is talking about the issue of the brachas. The Yerushalmi is discussing the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Shalom al Yisrael, there's no issue. So where did, and why does Rav Haigon see the stira? From where does he derive that there's some kind of conflict between the Gemaras? Okay. So I suggest as follows. Maybe some of you suggested this, Teretz. We've spoken a number of times about the idea of Kriya Shema as being not just the individual unit of the three parashas of Kriya Shema, but the brachas of Kriya Shema formulate a larger Kriya Shema, a bigger Kriya Shema, as if the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is not just the parashas themselves. Brachas themselves are part of the parish of Kriya Shema. You may recall, we actually argued that in Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah said, when a person finds himself before an Eitz HaChamed, he goes into the mikvah, he's in the mikvah. He says he should say Kriya Shema, and then he continues to write, even though after having said Kriya Shema, he won't be Samech Ulu Letzvila. Nonetheless, he should say Kriya Shema in the mikvah Bizmana, make it before the Neitz. When he comes out of the nates, out of the mikveh, he'll get dressed and he'll die. And we ask then, why does Rabbeinu Yonah assume he isn't Semek Ula Litzvila? Assume he went to the mikveh, he said Kriya Shema. When he comes out afterwards, he'll say the brachas together with the Shmon Esrei v'Gemarnu, like the Rashba holds, like the Beis Yosef argues, B'Shem D'Rachas Chaim, B'Shem D'Rashba, that's what he should hold. We suggest it as follows. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, Kriya Shema, at least Durabonon, is not just simply the three parishes of Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is more than that. It's the whole brachas, the whole unit. Rabbeinu Yain is saying that to be yotzi kriya shma bizmanoi, in the most lechachila zman, doesn't just entail saying the parshas. He would say the brachas too. And that's why he would say the brachas in the mikvah. When he would want to daven, he'd come out later to have to get dressed. There's going to be a hefsek between the brachas and Shmon Esrei. That's it. Rabbeinu Yain is telling Yechidush that the Zman Kriya Shema is Adif from the mitzvah of Smichas Gula L'Tvilah. Okay. Hu Adin, I suggest that that's the beginning of understanding Rav Haigon in our Taisvis by us. What was Shver? Rav Haigon understands that the mitzvah of Kriya Shema does not just entail the three parishes of Kriya Shema. It entails the brachas too. So Haigon feels and understands that the same way you're discussing the brachas being ma'akev zu azu, Kriya Shema also, maybe that is ma'akev, the brachas as well. Maybe unless I do the entire unit of brachas together with Kriya Shema, I'm yotze. If I don't do the entire unit of brachas and Kriya Shema, I'm not yotze anything. I didn't do the mitzvah, least the rabbanon of Kriya Shema. That is how Rav Haigon formulated the question. He understands that they are interrelated. Kriya Shema and brachas are related one to the other. So that's his question. The Yerushalmi is telling me that you can be yotze Kriya Shema without the brachas. That seems to indicate that Kriya Shema, at least the mitzvah, can be said, we'll call it, let's say, in madrigas. There are madrigas in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. One can be yotze Kriya Shema at least in its minimum form. We're talking now derabanan, but at least by the parshis. Maybe a person can do another bracha. Call every little bit more that I do in terms of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, every extra amount, whether another bracha, another parsha, that's all part of the mitzvah derabanan of Kriya Shema. It's not a foreign idea. Mitzvah Hashem, we will see such an idea when we get to the second parak. The idea of having Kriya Shema in madrigas and stages. So Rav Haigon understood that that is in fact what Yerushalmi is saying. Yerushalmi is telling me that the Kriya Shema, at least the three parashiyas, you can be yotze without the brachas, and that's mefurish in the Yerushalmi. So what's the Bavli talking about? He says it's talking about betzibur. What does that mean? Chayr, if he means, because with the crowd, a lot of people, how? If brachas are not ma'akev b'yachid, so suddenly because I'm with the tzibur, I have to say the brachas? What does he mean? What a cryptic teretz. I think that what Rav Haigon and the Tosfos mean by saying tzibur is a whole different issue entirely. What he means is this. You see, the mitzvah, for example, let's just talk about the mitzvah of tefillah for a moment. We know that Chazal set up a mechanism by which a person can be yotzei the mitzvah of tefillah. What is that? Even if a person doesn't know how to daven, he's an inobaki. Chazal set up a mechanism of being yotzei the mitzvah of tefillah by having what's called chazaras hashatz. The shliach tzibur is mispalel and is mitzi. The individuals who are present in the tzibur, at least those who are not baki. Pashtus, Chazal made a difference. There are mechalik between a baki and an eno baki. The baki is supposed to daven on his own. But an eno baki, someone who doesn't know how to daven on his own, is permitted to listen to Chazaras Hashatz and be yotzi the Chazaras Hashatz. Now, guess what? We'll go into tefillah in a little bit. Chazal did a similar thing by Kriya Shema as well. When the Rambam describes Seder, this is in Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, Seder Tefillas HaTzibur Kachu. This is the Seder of how we daven b'tzibur. The Rambam begins to describe how the method of which we are yotzei tefillah b'tzibur. B'shachar kolam yoshvin b'shliach tzibur yored lifnei ateva. V'amid b'emtzamu maschi v'lemer kaddish. V'chol am oinim amen yeheshmei rabin b'varach b'chol koichan v'oinin amen b'soif kaddish. Now the Rambam continues.
Amen.
The Rambam is describing to me a mechanism that Chazal created for at least being Yetzer the Brachas of Kriyat Shema. The mechanism is that a Shliach Tzibur, just like by Tefillah, the Shliach Tzibur is Mispalo, and he is Maitzi, the Tzibur, and who is listening to him say Chazaras Hashatz. There's a similar mechanism, he says, by Birkas Kriyat Shema as well. That mechanism is what we refer to as being Peiros Al Shema. There are different pshatim in the Rishonim what the Lashon Peiros means. Some say the word Peiros is a simple meaning. It means to be Mispalel, Peiros Al Shema. Well, we'll leave the other definitions for the moment, but that's the idea. Peiros Al Shema means he is Mispalel. The Rabbeinu Menachem says Peiros of the Lashon Mevarech. But the idea is that he is Mispal B'Maitzi the Tzibur. Now, let me explain the chidush of this. And I think there's an additional chidush in the Rambam, which makes the Rambam very unique and very special Gabi this issue. You see, Chazal, when they installed this mechanism of Chazaras Hashatz, is Chazaras Hashatz just an idea of Shemaya Kohina? We're all familiar with the concept of Shemaya Kohina. Person wants to mitzi his friend brachas. We do it every night. We make kiddush or hamitzi. We say the bracha out loud. The Shomea has a din ke'oine. It's like he said the bracha. Mele we yotze the mitzvah. Person can make mitzvah his family. He's mitzvah another person a bracha. Is that the idea of tefillah? Is tefillah a simple concept of Shomea ke'oine? Now for that matter, is that what Peiros Al Shema is all about too? Is this just about being Shomea ke'oine? Well, let me point something else out. I think there's another chiddush in the Rambam. If you read the Rambam carefully, he's saying a major chiddush that we don't necessarily find in other Rishonim. It's up there. Upeiros al Shema b'kol Ram, behein oinin amin achar kol bracha ubracha. Now listen to this. V'hayodeh levarich v'likrois kairei imoy ad shmevarich gual Yisrael. What does he mean by that? The others, the Yodea Levarach Velikreis, he does it himself. And what do the others do? Pashtus to me, the Rambam is Meduyik, that not only is the Shliach Tzibur Maitzi the Brachas, but he's Maitzi Kriya Shema as well. The Brachas of Kriya Shema together with Kriya Shema itself is what the Shliach Tzibur is being Maitzi. I thought this was a chiddush dikadiyuk. I noticed, I have here the Frankel Rambam. The Frankel Rambam in the back has one maramakam on this. It sent me to a sefer, Emes Liyakov. It's a sefer written by Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichrono Livracha. I don't have the sefer, but my son has it in Eitzer Chach. We looked it up, and guess what? Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky makes bidyuk this diyuk. He's been dyke in the Rambam. That the Rambam holds that the mechanism of being Peiros Al Shema is not only a mechanism of being Maitzi the Brachas, of Kriya Shema. It's even a mechanism to Maitzi Kriya Shema itself. Now, the Rishonim speak about this at length. They argue that Shomea Ke'ayna cannot be used for Kriya Shema. The Torah says, could be that it's a Durabonin, what they're saying. It could be a Durabonin. But they say, the Torah says, V'dibarta bom. There's an emphasis on Dibur. You need to speak. So how is it possible, they say, Shemei Kainet, to have someone simply recite Kriya Shema and have them listen, that you yate to Kriya Shema? They say you can't do that. So then, how could the Rambam mean that you're being mitzi somebody with Kriya Shema? Does it simply not have that din of Dibar Tabam? And I'll even ask another question. What is this whole idea of being Peiros Al Shema? It's mashma from the Rambam that it's something that's dafke b'tzibur. You need 10. What's going on? The answer to this is the following. You see, tefillah, let's start with tefillah. And what we said before, the Rishonim will say, you cannot be mitzi to your friend with Shmon Esrei. If your friend doesn't know how to daven or can't daven, one person can stand next to his friend and say Shmon Esrei out loud and be mitzi him. The mechanism that Chazal installed for being mitzi someone tefillah is the mechanism we call Chazaras HaShatz. Chazaras HaShatz is instituted dafka b'tzibur. What's going on? Chazaras HaShatz, as I said, is not Shumei Kaina, and there's enough in a riot to it. The Gemara says in the fourth parak in Rosh Hashanah that even the Am Shebesodos is Yaitze with Chazaras HaShatz. That's from Lil Shita. Could be we don't pask in that way, but there is a day like that, that even the Am Shebesodos, could we do pask? No, it's a shayla. But the Am Shebesodos is Yaitze Kriya Shema. The Am Shebesodos, they don't even hear the Shema Nesra. What does it mean? What it means is this. The Shliach Tzibur is mispalel for the Tzibur. Tefillah is not something that a person can just be yaitzi by shmi. It's not simply talking. Tefillah is a whole emotional experience, avodah shebelev. In order to be yaitzi, chazaras hashatz, it's not stam that you have to, you listen to the Shliach Tzibur and are yaitzi. You need to join the broader communal tefillah of the tzibur. By being a part of the tzibur, the person is considered, gets a din like a mispalo, and he's yoytze the mitzvah of tefillah. That's why the Rambam writes, when he describes the mitzvah of chazaras hashatz, he says, when the am listens and they're shomea, his words are, harehem ken mispalalin. They become like mispalalin. Just doesn't say, harem yoytze yedei chevosa. Uses the lashon harehem kemispalalin. It's like they're mispalal. By being mitzdar to the chazaras hashatz, they join in to this communal tefillah of the tzibur. They become part of the tzibur, just like the tzibur is mispalal. They're mispalal too. Chazal are telling us that there's a chilek between a baki and an eno baki. Chazal only allow this mechanism for someone who does not know how to daven. Someone who knows how to daven cannot take advantage of this. But someone who knows how to daven, someone who doesn't know how to daven, by listening to the 18 brachas of Chazaras HaShatz from the Shliach Tzibur, that is how we will be yotze and mekayim his mitzvah of tefillah. Gentlemen, Hagam, the din by Kriya Shema is v'dibar tabam. But Chazal made a similar mechanism by Kriya Shema as well. When the Shliach Tzibur is Peres al Shema, you are mitztarif in listening to the Shliach Tzibur, to the broader tefillah, the Kriya Shema of the Tzibur, and therefore you can be yoytze the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. That's what the Rambam's describing. The Rambam actually says there's a difference. The Rambam describes a difference between, he says, v'yedeya, yesh l'dayek, v'yedeya l'varach v'likreis kairei. It's a shtickle meduik in the Rambam that he also understands that this mechanism of Peres al Shema was only made for the Eino Baki. For the Baki, he should be Mevarach on his own. You can question it, but that's the sounds like that. If those of you who saw, I sent you out a Rimi Gash is no such thing. In Tefillah, Chazal had a Tefillah for the Baki, who everybody davens, we daven Belachash. And then there was a Chazaras HaShatz. There's no Chazaras HaShatz by being Paris al Shema. Everyone is yoytze with the tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur. Oh. So in other words, being yoytze Kriya Shema from the Shliach Tzibur is not just hearing the Kriya Shema. It's being part of this event of being Peres al Shema, of the Kriya Shema of the Tzibur, of the Shliach Tzibur being mispalel for the Tzibur, including the brachas as well as the Kriya Shema. And by being mitzdarif to it, you are yoytze that mitzvah. This is how Rav Haigon conceives our Gemara. And this is the beer. The beer is like this. He's saying, that's the suffix of our Gemara. If a yachid, a person by himself to be yaitse, yes, that a person can be yaitse Kriya Shema without brachas. As long as you have the Kriya Shema, that's sufficient. But what about locking in to the Kriya Shema of the Tzibur? Can you just hear one bracha and hear Kriya Shema and be yaitzi in that way? Or is it necessary to hear the entire series? That's the suffix, according to Rav Haigon of our Gemara. To lock in to the Peres al Shema, to be yaitzi with the Peres al Shema, can be you be yaitzi with just part of it? If I came late, well, I heard that much. Am I yaitz at least with what I heard? Or is it necessary to hear the entire Kriya Shema in order to be yoytzeh, the Peres al Shema, Kriya Shema of the Tzibur? That's how Rav Haigon conceived our Gemara, and that's what he means in our answer, B'yesh Leimar, that our Gemara is talking about the Tzibur. It doesn't mean Stam that he's standing with the Tzibur. It means he's listening. He's being part of the Peres al Shema of the Tzibur. Aha! Peres Shema of the Tzibur? That needs to hear, according to the Maskana of our Gemara, all the brachas. If you came late, you missed it. You blew it. You're out. In order to be Yotzei Kriya Shema, you had to hear all the brachas. Now.
Question?
Yes. Who's the questioner?
The question. Question number one.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi. Question number one. How, according to the Rambam, I'm starved to be yotzei mitzvah deraisa.
I'm not sure that the Rambam, everything I discussed now, all these drushes, with the baritzaram, things like this, these may all be asmachtas. It's not bar to me that being yotzei a kriyashma deraisa, you can hear every word, and it may work with shemekayim. Just Chazal conceived of Kriyashma, they use a lashon. It's lashon shinun, mitzvah v'shinantum, mitzvah dibarta, needs dibor. So that this may all be on a drabonandika level. Chazal required now this whole idea of being paris al shema to be yaitzei Kriyashma. You can't just have somebody recite it for you. You've got to be part of a tzibor to do it. But the idea of being yaitzei Kriyashma per se, yes, we're going to have to say according to the Rambam that it is conceivable to be yaitzei shemei kaina with a simple kriyashma, at least midaraisa, correct?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Question number two. So according to Rav Hai, if we're going to explain it like the Rambam, we're making a certain assumption that the sugya is talking about people who are not bakim. Doesn't sound like that. Besides, which tzibur are these guys dining with? We're talking about Anshe Mishmar.
Agreed. I don't know if Rav Hai, I'm not saying the Rambam and Rav Hai go under the same shita. The Rambam appears to have made a chiluk in Baki and Ubaki. I'm suggesting Rav Hai go and holds like the Rimigash. Rimigash says Mefurish that even an Eino Baki can be Yitzhak. And the Rav Hai go and conceived and he understood our Gemara as referring to Bakim, but they're Yitzhak with the Paris al Shema. This is a whole different Diyun. A whole different Diyun whether Paris al Shema was made for the Baki or Eino Baki. The Rambam is not clear. The Rambam is up for grabs, but I believe Rav Haigon is it's certainly like the Ribigash, that the Peres HaShema is even for a Baki. And our Mishnah, which is the case of the Mamuna, he's talking to an Am. It sounds like I didn't go into this in the last year, but those of you who did saw that the Am, some argue it's the Anshe Maimid. Whoever it is, it's people who were there in the Beis Mikdash. We assume they knew what they were doing. Nonetheless, they were Yaitz with that Kriyashma. With the brachas and the kriyashma, according to Rav Haigon, they just listen to everything from beginning to end. Now, I might point out that Rav Haigon can only say what he's saying because he's going to have to hold that you can be yaitz of the kriyashma with the paris al shema. In other words, someone who holds that the brachas of kriyashma are one unit together with the kriyashma, it's all a unit of a greater kriyashma, as I've called it. In order it's not muchrik, he's going to learn the Gemara like Rav Haigon. He can still understand, as we explained before, the pashtus, one sug is kriyashma, one sug is brachas. Why? Because in order to say this, you've got to, again, take on a second point, and that is that you can be yotzei the kriyashma together with a shliach tzibur. That's by no means pashtus. If you look in Rav Amram Gaon, say to Rav Amram Gaon, he says beferish, everybody says the brachas. When they get to Kriyashma, everybody talks themselves. Back to the brachas, the Shliach Tzibur alone says. If you've ever experienced, gone to Zubramatz in the Old City, they are Pyres al Shema. It's one of the only place I know of that it employs this method of being Pyres al Shema. That's precisely what they do. The Shliach Tzibur says the brachas out loud from beginning to end. When they get to the bracha of Becheres Amei Yisrael the breath at the end of Avar Rabba, that's what they will do is then everybody says Kriyashma together. So this is my solution, number one, to Rav Haigon. It's Alpi, this Rambam, and with a Chiddush. The Chiddush is not wild. I looked before by Rabbi David Yosef suggests that there could be, brings a lot of Rishonim that hold that you cannot be Yetzir Krishma with the Shlit Zibor, but he doesn't deny that there may be Rishonim that are Chaylik. I didn't exactly see his rias from some of the Rishonim that I saw. I didn't see it carefully, but from the Rambam to me, that's the Mashmos. The Mashmos is the Yetzir Krishma with the Shlit Zibor. Now, with this, I want to suggest a teretz to what seemed to me to be an impossible Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef said, this is going back in the mitzvah Birkas HaTorah, Vim Taimer, Lama Lo Yishami Leimer Al Nifter Bavar Rabbi Shetzorach Shilmoid Miyad, Shri Lo'olam Uloimeid, Shri Kerek Kriyash Mach Rabbi Rabbah, Frick the Beis Yosef. If you remember, we mentioned here, the Yishami said that in order for a person to be Yitzi Abba Rabbah as a Birkas HaTorah, it's necessary that he do what? That he say Kriyashma, I'm sorry, that he be Loimeid afterwards. V'hu she'shayna latar, says the Yerushalmi. Break the Beis Yosef, what do you mean you're always she'shayna latar? You always say Kriyashma after you say Avarabba. So he said two terutzim. The second teretz, which I think is the simpler teretz, one we discussed, the second teretz is, he says that here the Kriyashma is not b'teretz limud, it's b'teretz tachanunim. Maybe that isn't enough. We suggested that. But he said another teretz. He said the following. It's possible he doesn't say Kriyashma after Avarabba. What's the case? In other words, he's saying the following chidush. The case is the case of our Gemara. When a person said Yotzer Or, skipped Avarabba, said Kriyashma, and said Avarabba later. In that case, the Avarabba is going to be said without Kriyashma. I am nispal from this Beis Yosef. First of all, he's putting it into our Gemara. Our Gemara says that that case doesn't exist. We don't know why. We discussed that last time. That was one of the pillars of this Gemara. That's the Slach's Kasha. The Gemara understands it's possible he only said Avarabba, but didn't say Yotzer Or. But if they said Yotzer Or, the Gemara postulates, and assumes as a Dabar Pashut, that Avarabba wasn't said. That's the Pashus of our Gemara. It'll either be like the Miri says, because it was a Birkas Mitzvah, a Bruch on Kriyashma has no place after Kriyashma was said. Or, as the Rashbat suggested, for some unknown reason, they were potter from Avarabba. But how can the Beis Yosef even suggest this Tzior? You said Yotzer Or, and then you're going to say again later Avarabba? I mean, if that's the case, then we lose our whole sugya. That's the whole point of our sugya, that the Gemara brings a raya. Yotzer Or is the one they said. It was a raya, brachis, or emakvei zuazu. I want to suggest the following solution. At the end of Simon Samech, the Beis Yosef brings Rav Haigon, doesn't ask kashas on him, he tries to explain him a little bit, doesn't say much, but he brings him and he accepts him as one of the shitas. This is in the end of Simon Samech. Just says him over, brings him. I suggest the following. You see, according to the way we've described this sugya, what the Gemara is talking about is the following. The whole issue here is a Paris al Shema. The Gemara is telling me like this. If we say that they said Avarabba, what it means is they made a conscious decision. It's too early for Yetzer Or. When they will say Yetzer Or, what will happen is the minion will get back together and the Shlich Tzibur will be Maitzi the Tzibur in the Bracha of Yetzer Or. If we say the opposite, the Tzibur is only saying Yetzer Or and then saying Kriyashma, Avarabba is being skipped. And there doesn't seem to be any tzad that the Tzibur will get back together again and say Avarabba later. I suggest a premise for this. And it could be, this is really where the Rashbats is coming from. The assumption is, see, the Miri made an assumption that our whole Mishnah here is talking about there's a time issue, a time constraint. We want to finish as early as possible in order to allow time for other things. So, in a sense, they're skipping one of the brachas to save time. I suggest, how long can brachas take? The issue here, so Rishonim have learned, including the Beis Yosef, they've learned that that's not the issue of the sugya. The issue is not simply a time issue. The issue is something else. And that's what's bothering the Rashbats. I understand that if they skip Yitzhar, they're doing it for a reason. It's too early. They deemed the fact that there's this Hana Porta Shalor at Alisa Shachar, that's not sufficient to be Mechayev or generate a bracha of Yitzhar. We need an Eitzachama for that. They couldn't do it. If you do the opposite, and you say they said Yitzhar and skipped Abba Rabba, for some unknown reason, says the Rashbats, they skipped it. And guess what? It was not possible for the Tzibor to get together later and say Abba Rabba. Says the Beis Yosef, but it doesn't mean individuals didn't say. It doesn't mean they were Potter Legamre from Abba Rabba. It means that for some reason, they skipped it when they had to. We don't know why. But individuals held they were still Mechuyev in Abba Rabba. Let's say, at least if we go like the Rashba, who holds that the brachas of Kriyashma are the brachas of Kriyashma are not brachas on Kriyashma. So there was, the Beis Yosef is talking about a case of where a Yochid came later and said Avarab on his own. He was Yaitse with the Tzibor. And now later, that's the case of the Yushalmi. Later, a Yochid is saying Avarab. In that case, he can be Yaitse the mitzvah. We see he can say Avarab, even without saying Kriya Shema afterwards. And that's why the Yushalmi had to make a statement, according to the Beis Yosef, Hushishona Latar. For this unusual case of the Mishnah, where the Tzibor said Yitzhar, the mechanics of Tzibor are not available, only the mechanics of Yochid. When a Yochid will say Abba Rabba, that's when he has to be Shena Latar. It's a very Mechudish, I admit it's Dochuk, but otherwise this Beis Yosef is to me a Tamua Tzarechi and Gadol, telling me that I couldn't find anyone raising the issue and asking Akasha on the Beis Yosef. I couldn't, no one was Meir, maybe I missed something. The Chara that Siri describes doesn't exist. Argamar says it's impossible. And Tzarechin, okay.
Why does Rav Hai help for this answer?
Because Rav Hai is saying that the Gemara is referring to a case of Tzibor. And that's what the Tzibor, the sugi is about. The Beis Yosef is saying that even though a person isn't being Yetzer with the mechanics, the mechanism of Tzibor, but he doesn't want to miss out on Abba Rabba, a Yochid, a person by himself, without going through the mechanics of Tzibor, he'll say Abba Rabba later. See, the Gemara was being medayik. The Brach said Makvazu Azu because the Tzibor, the Paris Lashma of the Tzibor, was coming with Yetzer without Abba Rabba. That doesn't mean that Yechidim, not B'teres Tzibor, B'teres Yochid, we don't know that Yechidim later didn't say Abba Rabba. We just know that as a Tzibor, Abba Rabba was skipped. Beis Yosef may hold that Yechidim went ahead later and said it by themselves, not B'teres Tzibor. And that's why Rav Haigon, put together with the Beis Yosef, will solve this problem. Okay, Chevra, I'm going to try. I want to talk about another issue. As I say, this is the sugya where the Olam discusses at length Birkas Kriya Shema Abba Rabba as a Birkas Mitzvah. There is a very interesting Psak in Shulchan Aruch, which I hope you all had a chance to look at. I hope some of you worked on it at least. I hope. The Shulchan Aruch says the following. This is a Nun Tes Sif Dalet. Birkas Yoitzer the Arvis Oymei Meshlich Tzibra Benachas. It means when you yaitse the birkas, the brachas of Kriyashma, bain baboyker, bain ba'erev, the way to do it, says the Beis Yosef, is to say it together with the Shlich Tzibor, says benachas. Benachas means belachash, quietly. Not to be too loud that you can't hear the Shlich Tzibor. Zot derama. V'yimar l'sayim, k'edim sh'yisayim ha'shlich Tzibor, v'yane amen achar Shlich Tzibor. The Ramah says that you should try to finish a little earlier in order to answer Amen to the bracha of the Shlich Tzibor. Umiu im le'omra rak shama mishlich Tzibor yotza. So the Ramah here gets into what we spoke about before, being Paris al Shema. He says the Shlech Tzibur can be Maitzi, someone who's sitting there, even a Baki. That's how he liked the Rebbe Gash. But the Ramah has said that in not being Paris al Shema, when you're saying together, the Ramah suggests that a person should be careful to be Messiah earlier in order to answer Amen after the Shlech Tzibur. Then the Beis Yosef continues. This is the Beis Yosef talking now. One should not answer the bracha of a boicher b'am Yisrael be'avo because it's a hefsik. Now here, there's an enormous bilbul among the mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah Berurah says that we're referring here, he says that we're referring to hearing the bracha of Habaycher B'ma Yisrael Be'ava from the Shlech Tzibur. And he writes, because it's a hefsik, the hefsik have a hefsik bein kriya shma la bracha. K'may she'osu la hefsik bein kol dvar mitzvah, oy hano, she'bevarchin alav la bracha shalafana. This is just like all mitzvahs. A person should be careful and should not answer amen to the bracha, in order that he shouldn't make a hefsek between the bracha of Avarab and the mitzvah of Kriyashma. The Ramah afterwards says, Vayen lekaman, Simen Samech Aleph. What does the Ramah say in Simen Samech Aleph? In Simen Samech Aleph, he brings that a person, let me find it, he writes the following. He says, "V'yesh shekosvu dechalakayre kriyashma biyachid yomer kel melech neman shma Yisrael ki gimel tevus elu mashlimin haminyan shel reish memches." He's referring to a medrash. The medrash says that there are 248 avarim in a person's body. The 248 words of kriyashma correspond to the 248 avarim in the body, and they are askula, they give kayach. They give chizuk to every one of those evar. The problem is that if one counts up Kriya Shema, you don't get to 248. You only get to 245. And that's the problem. Where do we get the extra three from? Suggestion, all kinds of suggestions. One of the suggestions is to say the words Kel Melech Neman before you start the Kriya Shema. The Huba Mokam Amin, says the Ramah. Sheish lanois achar baruch haboicher b'mo Yisrael b'yavo. V'chein noegin. V'nir ali mikol mokom kishikari imetzibor. Lo yoymer kel melech neman. Rak yoymer amen achar shliach tzibor kishimisayim abrocha. V'chein noegin v'nochein hu. Says the Ramah, don't say the words kel melech neman. Just answer amen to the bracha of the shliach tzibor. Says the Mishnah Berurah. On this thing that the Ramah says, Ayen Simen Samech Aleph. He says, Shom nisbar, digam bebirkas haboichra, minig lesayim, kaita vishatz, velana yisomin, achar shatz. Moshe kosav bedarki moshe, besimen zeh. Betam, digbirkas kriyashma, einan doimais, the shar brocha, shari en in bavarcha, nesher kiddushanum mitzvisov, the kriyashma. Ela brochas bifnei atzma. Betiknu levarech kaitim kriyashma. Lachain ein choshish b'meshem mafsik beinam l'kriyashma. V'ayin echronim, she'etikul kulam as divrei ha-Ramah. But he says, ach lechadchila, yoyser toib she'yisalim b'shave im ha-shlech tzibor, v'le'itztarech la'anois amin acharov. Like the sheet of the Mechaber appears to say that when it says, v'le'yane amin achasiyum ha-boicha b'mo Yisrael b'yaba, v'shum d'havi hefsik. So there appears to be a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah as to whether one answers after the Shliach Tzibur, Amen, on the Brach of a Boicher b'Mo Yisrael b'Ava. This is the approach of the Mishnah Berurah. You might have seen also in the Shari Tshuva. And this is the Minig. I looked before, and in my, I have a Sefer, Isha Yisrael, you may have seen the Sefer on Hilchos Tefillah. was prepared by a tzevet of people who knew Hilchos Tefillah, and they say that lahalacha, like the Mishnah Berurah, the correct thing to do is to be mesayim the bracha together with the shliach tzibur in order not to make a hefsek between the bracha of Avir Rabbah and Kriyat Shema. The problem is, and some of you may have noticed, that what do you mean you have a problem with hefsek? The Mishnah tells us in the second parak of brachos the Elohim ben aprokim. Why does it say Elohim ben aprokim? Because the Mishnah says that ben aprokim, b'emtza the parak, or ben aprokim, there's a heter to make hefsekim. What kind of hefsekim? We pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda shita is that b'emtza parak, one is shoyel b'nei yira u'meshiv b'nei akavod. Ben aprokim, one is meshiv b'nei akavod. Shoyel b'nei akavod u'meshiv l'chaladam. So you see, there's a heter to make hefsekim. So if there's a heter to make hefsekim, and we can say that, why can't I say the amen and answer the bracha of Habayich Rebbe Meisro Be'Avo? We're not machpid. We spoke about last time that Kriya Shema is Avir Rabbah. We wanted to say in the Meiri Achidush that when one actually says Kriya Shema after Avir Rabbah, he's Mekayah, it becomes a Birkas Mitzvah. But if one doesn't, if one makes a hefsek, it's not worse. We said as a bracha on the hefts of Kriya Shema. At least let it be a bracha like that. It doesn't say lechachila, one has to turn it into a birkas mitzvah. Where does it say that? So where did we learn this halacha? Where did we see this machlokes as to whether or not a person should answer amen after the bracha of Baicher B'Meisro Be'av? Are we saying in the Mechaber that what he means is one should turn it into a birkas mitzvah, be makpid not to answer amen? What if you finished early? Is the Mechaber saying don't say amen? The Beis Yosef goes back and forth with that a little bit. He discusses possibly saying that like a pshat like that. I'll get to this Beis Yosef a little bit later. But the Beis Yosef has two tzadim. And he suggests in one of his tzadim that in fact, in Achinami, if a person finishes early, the halacha is you should answer amen to the shliach tzibur. And we have, those of you who had a chance to see the tshuva from the Ramah, the Ramah says also that he, when he finished early, he would answer amen to the shliach tzibur. His words are, it was leigara, from being shel b'nei akavod u'meshiv b'nei ayira. Just like you see, you can make a hefsek there, you can make this hefsek too. So what does the Mechaber mean? More difficult in understanding the Mechaber is the Mechaber appears to be Seiser himself. Because the Mechaber says in Simen Samech, if you remember, he tells me the following Chiddush. Kara Kriya Shema b'lei brocha yotzi dei chayvas Kriya Shema. V'chayzer v'kayra brochis b'lei Kriya Shema. The Mechaber appears to pass him like the Rashba. He understands that there is no issue and no problem for a person to say Kriya Shema before the brachas of Kriya Shema, which, as the Rashba explains, is because the brachas of Kriya Shema are not brachas of Kriya Shema at all. They're brachas that Chazal were misakened around Kriya Shema, but they're not actually brachas of Kriya Shema at all. If so, Avir Rabbah is not a birkas mitzvah. It's not a bracha on the chetz of Kriya Shema at all. It's tam a bracha, the chazara mesakein, a birkas shevach that was mesukin around Kriya Shema. If so, what does the Mechaber mean when he says, v'layane amen achesiyama b'eich v'mayisrael b'yava v'shum davi hefsek? It appears in Simen Nuntes, that he's paskening that the bracha of Avir Rabbah is a birkas mitzvah. And in Simen Samech, he turns around and tells me it's not. What's going on? What does the Mechaber mean? So Ladaiti, and the Beis Yosef is Merame, is such a pshat as well. Again, I realize the Beis Yosef and Mechaber are the same person, although he isn't always in the Shulchan Aruch exactly what he says in the Beis Yosef. He may have changed his mind. He may have other motivations when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. Don't know. But here, I believe that the Mechaber means in Simen Nun Tes something else entirely. There is a machloikis between the Mechaber and Rama on a different issue. The Gemara tells us in the seventh parak that when one finishes the bracha of Bayne Yerushalayim, like Bayne Barach of Yerushalayim, this is the third bracha in Birkas Hamazon, we say Amen. There is a machlokes. The Tosfos approach, and the approach, and I think the Ramah Pashtus passes this way as well, is that the Amen is confined to Bayne Yerushalayim only. It's sort of a statement, a special statement in Birkas Hamazon, that these three brachas are deraisa. The bracha that follows the Toiv and Meitiv is not a bracha deraisa, a bracha derabanan. As a statement that this is the gemar of the brachas deraisa, we say Amen now and do not continue in HaToiv and Meitiv. It's a separate bracha, bracha derabanan, not the three brachas deraisa of the beginning of Birkas Hamazon. But there's another approach, which is the approach of the Mechaber and the approach of many Rishonim as well. Their approach is that the Gemara is saying that when one finishes a series of brachas, when one is gomer a series of brachas, there's a din to be ayna amen to your brachas. When you finish a series of brachas, you answer amen at the end. You say amen, and amen is a statement. It's a statement that kaim la'ad, kaim hadvarim ne'amanim. One of the Rishonim uses a lashon. It's like a shtar shenu mekuyim. I'm mekayim the shtar. It's a statement about the amitus of the series of ideas that has been said. I suggest number one that is what the Mechaber is driving at here when he says v'le'yane amen achesiyam abayich v'ma Yisrael bi'ava mishum davi hefsek. He's not referring to the amen of the shliach tzibur. He's referring to the amen of the person himself. He is saying that after a person finishes Abayich B'ma Yisrael B'Yavo, one does not say Amen to the bracha that he's saying, because he does not deem this bracha as the end of a series of brachas. He uses the words Dehavi Hefsik. Now, what does he mean by that? What he means by that is the following, and I'm putting this all together in this way. You see, there's a problem, even with the Shitas HaRashba, that the brachas are just Birkas Kriyashma, Birkas Shevach, and not connected to Kriyashma. The problem is that if they're not connected, then there should be no Iser in being mafsik between the brachas. So Hadra Kusha L'Duchta, what is the whole Mishnah in the second parak talking about? Ve'elu hein bein aprakim. Bein aprakim? These brachas are unconnected. In fact, I can say Avarabba before Yitzirah. There are some Rishonim that say Lechadchila. We spoke about this last. I think we mentioned last time the Ma'oris. The Ma'oris says the Seder is not even Lechadchila B'diyevet. I'm sorry, it's not even B'diyevet Lechadchila. You can change the Seder of the brachas. So I tell you, how is it possible to have an Iser? So the Rashbaz addresses this in two places. He suggests it was like a special takanas gachomim. And I think Marumas Bidvarov is he means the following. You see, Chazal did something very interesting according to the Rashba. It's true, the brachas are not brachas of Kriyashma. And therefore, they're not even brachas that are samach lechavritah. But they decided to give it a tsura of brachas samach lechavritah. The Haraya, Avarabba, which does not begin with a bracha of a bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, says the Rashbats that Chazal, even though the bracha should, because it's not Samach Lechavrito, and you recall, we explained that Samach Lechavrito means, Samach Lechavrito is not just because one bracha follows another, it's because they're connected one to the other. According to the Rashba, these brachas are unconnected. They're about different issues entirely, different subjects, just a series of Birkas Sheva. Nonetheless, Chazal gave these brachas a tzura of being samach lechavrita. They were misakin it around Kriyashma to give it a tzura of a unit. Why? I don't know. But that's the tzura that Chazal gave it. It appears that as part of that tzura, they also instituted an Iser Hefsik. It's also to be mafsik. Just like you cannot be mafsik between brachas that one is samach lechavrita, Hu Hadin, you can't be mafsik in these brachas either. You remember, that's how he explained in the Ramah. The kasha that the Gayan and the Magen Avraham asked, is how could the Ramah say after he finishes Kriya Shema, he takes a break, goes off, and comes back to and just starts saying Emes V'yatziv? The Teretz we suggested was in Achinami. Really, the brachas and Kriya Shema are unconnected. Is Nisa Durabana not to be Masik? The Ramah is saying that in order to say Kriya Shema Bizmanai with the brachas, if you have no, you can't, you're an honest, it's kedai to be mevatel the Iser Hefsik, which is not really just an Iser Bama the Chazal made, in order to have the brachas of Kriya Shema Bizmanai. That's how we explain the Ramah. So I suggest now something else. That the Mechaber is saying in the Shita Sarashba, it's a Chiddush. He's telling me that that's part of the Tzura. The Tzura was to make these brachas, even though they're not really Birkas Kriyashma, to give the bracha of Avarabba a Tzura of being a bracha on Kriyashma. And therefore he says that even though Meikar Adin, this should be the end of two brachas, and really ought to have an Amen afterwards, like all brachas that end after a series of brachas, you say Amen afterwards. Here he says you don't do it. Mishum dehavi hefsik. And the din is that in order to maintain the tsura of being a unit of one, there's isurim of hefsik. Who din here? One doesn't answer Amen to his own bracha. That is what the Mechaber is addressing, and that's what he needs. There are Rishonim, by the way, who do say you say Amen to the bracha of Abaycha Rima Yisrael B'Yava Amen. But the Mechaber is saying Befurish, that there is no, the person does not do that, because even though the brachas L'chaira are, it is an end of a series, it isn't really an end of a series, because it's all tzura, the Mechaber is saying that Mishum Dehavi Hefsik, you don't say Amen to this bracha either. Okay. But there's another problem here. And that's what I want to address now. The Mechaber says, Birkas Yaitzer v'arvis oimer mishlich tzibur benachas. The Beis Yosef actually addresses this topic that I'm discussing now. What does it mean by nachas? He says the following. He gets into this. Umash mevidivrei tshuva zu. This is the Rosh. The Rosh, who is the Ramo, who says you answer Amen early. Shigam achar aboich rima Yisrael be'ava haya oine Amen. Then he brings the Rishon that say you don't answer Amen. I have a question. The Beis Yosef does begin to discuss the possibility of when one answered early, should he answer Amen or not? The Beis Yosef here in on tour does say, what should be, and I'm asking a question now, I look today, as far as I know, the minig of the Sfaradim who follow the minig of the Beis Yosef, those who are part of the Beis Midrash of the Beis Yosef, hold that even if you finish early, you still don't answer Amen to the Shlich Tzibur. Why not? Why shouldn't you answer Amen to the Bruch of the Shlich Tzibur? And even if you say Mishum Dehavi Hefsik, there's a problem here. And I've answered it. I should have asked this kasha before. There's a bigger problem. Because if what he means is, if the problem Beis Yosef is saying is that it's an issue of Hefsik, and the minig is that you do not answer Amen to brachas of the Shliach Tzibur, then why did the Mechaber emphasize V'leyane Amen achesima boich v'ma Yisrael be'ava and not mention Yetzer Or? Sfaradim don't answer the bracha of Yetzer Or either. If he meant to say you don't answer Amen after brachas of Kriya Shema, so why does he single out a boich v'ma Yisrael be'ava and not mention the bracha of Yetzer Or? He should have said over there also you don't answer Amen. What's going on?
There was no Havamin on Yetzer Or, you'll see.
Why is there no Havamin?
Because there's no Havamin at the end of the series. Only Avarabba does it at the end of the series.
Oh, so yeah, I forgot to ask this question before. So you've already answered that question. You're right. No, that's exactly the point I want to make. In other words, he was only talking about the Amen that the person says to his own bracha, not to the Amen of the Shlech Tzibur. Now I'll ask a different question, Naftali. Why doesn't he mention the Amen to the Shlech Tzibur? Why does he mention saying Amen to the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur? Does he hold you should answer that? Is he chaylik on the Ramah? If he is, why is he chaylik? What's the pshat? In fact, I saw today in Rabbi David Yosef, he says from the based on the Rishonim, the halacha should be that you should answer Amen. He brings the Shem Bechida, that the minig by Sfaradim is not to answer Amen. And I think that is the minig. What's the pshat? Why don't they answer Amen? What is the Ramah standing up suddenly and saying you answer Amen to the bracha of the Shlit Tzibur? What's going on? So Ladaiti, the teretz this is simple. It's a simple teretz. I'm going into this briefly now. I realize it's late. I'm going to try to go quickly. I don't want to leave it till tomorrow. Let's see if we can just finish this up. There is in Simon Samech Vav an interesting din. I just told you before, the Mishnah says that we paskin, bein aprakim, one can be shelved near covered, umeshiv lichalotim. There's a big machlokes rishon. What about answering Kaddish or Kedusha, bein aprakim? Is that mutter? So the Marami Rottenberg says that once you're talking shvachas of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, why leave these and go on to others? He holds their osir. But the overwhelming rov of Rishonim hold that the same way I can be meshiv lechol adam, hu adin, I can at least to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, I should say Kedusha and say Baruch Hu. That's how the Mechaber paskins. Lekaddish v'lekdusha lebaruch hu mafsik afilu b'emtza pasuk. Right, this is even Bein Aprakim and Kol Shnei Bemsa. It's like it's not worse than being Meshiv Nei Akavim. You can answer Amaydin. He says all these things, says the Mechaber, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, even Maydin. And then the Ramah adds, V'yeshayimrim, Da'amein she'oinin achar birkas akel ha-kadosh, v'achar shemei tfila, yesh leidin kedusha, v'yuchal lanais oysam b'kriya shema, v'chein ikar. In other words, the Ramah is adding that there are two amens that a person can say and can answer in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema. One is Hakel HaKadosh, and one is Shema Tefila. Mashma from the Ramah that he cannot answer any other amens. And the Mechaber, who only mentioned the one Kaddish, Kedush, and Baruch Hu, he holds that the amen of Hakel HaKadosh and the amen of Shema Tefila are totally osir. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch Shita is that you cannot answer Amen in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema. The reason why Birkas Yoytzer Omer Imeshlech Tzer Benachas, the reason why you don't answer Amen, and the Mechaber hold even if you finish early, is because there's no halacha, no heter. It's usher. It's Midin Yisr Hefseken. It's usher to answer Amen in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema. He says the same thing by Birkas Amazon as well. By Birkas Hamazon, he says that, what do? He says, you say it together with the Mezamein, almost exactly the same words that he says by us. He says, Nochin Edabar, Shecholechet Ma'amesubin Yomer Balachashim Mevarech, Kol Bruch Ubrocha, Vafilo Hachasimais. So that, the Mechaber is answered. The Mechaber never has Amen, because he doesn't hold, you can say Amen in the middle of Birkas Kriya Shema. The Ra'oshit and Brochus, by the way, and Daf Yudalid, is you can answer Amen. So we have Mina Kotze Lakotze. The Ra'oh holds you can answer Amen. It's just like Kedusha. The Mechaber holds no, you cannot answer Amen. The Pella here is what does the Ramah mean? The Ramah has told me that the only Amen that you can answer is Akela Kaddish and Shema Tefila. So what does he mean by us? That you should Messiah early and answer the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur, bain by the bracha of Yitzhar, and bain by the bracha of Abaycha B'Maisra B'Yavu. What does he mean? He holds, he too holds Amen is Aser. The only Amens he is Mater is Akel HaKadosh and Shema Tefila. So what's going on? I suggest the following. I have another question on the Mechaber. What does he mean by Birkas Yoytzer V'Arveis Oymei Mishleit Tzibor Benachas? Why Benachas? What does he want with that? Why do I say it quietly? I just davened Ma'arav a little while ago. Well, everybody said it together. We davened like we davened somewhere out loud. Yeah. So I think, gentlemen, that the beer in all this is the following. You see, It's true. The Rosh tells me that that minig of Peris al Shema is not one that should, a person should be noyeg. The Rosh says that because a person might miss a word, you're not listening carefully, person is saying it out loud, you might space a little bit, you'll miss words. The Rosh says, at least if you're saying it yourself, even if you're not mechaben, at least you said the words you yoytzei. But if you miss the words from the Shliach Tzibor, that's bad news, you're not yoytzei. Therefore, the Rosh said, no more paris al shema. But Rabbi Isai, in spite of the fact that we do not do the minag paris al shema b'miluay, but the etzim takana is still there. In other words, the correct way to say Birkas Kriya Shema is for a Shliach Tzibor to get up and say and be paris al shema out loud. And the Tzibor, how is the Tzibor mitzdarif? Once upon a time, you listened and answered Amen. Says the Mechaber, we don't answer Amen now, but what do? We say it together with him quietly, word by word together with him, benachas. That is how we are mitzdarif together with that Shliach Tzibor Hayon. The Rama is saying that the Amen that's meduber over here is not an Amen stam to answer. It's an Amen that's me'ain the minig of Peres al Shema. Just like once upon a time, the Shliach, we would answer Amen to the Shliach Tzibor. Huadin bizman hazeh. When the Shliach Tzibor answers, says these brachas, we say Amen. We say Amen. The Torah is being mitzdarif to the Shliach Tzibor. And that's why, and you look at all the Rishonim, I checked this very carefully. He only talks about answering Amen to the Shliach Tzibor. The truth is, the Achronim here were nispoil. They didn't understand it. Didn't he ask for answering Amen to brachas? So the Chayyadim, I think the Mishnah brings the shame, the Chayyadim, that the pshat is because a bracha which one is holding it, a bracha that one said, so you can answer Amen to a bracha that you just said also. According to the Chayyadim, even if you the person sitting next to you, you hear him say the bracha, you can answer Amen to him too. Linuyas Daiti, I know no makar for this svara of the Chayyadim. I don't know makar for it. I've never seen anywhere. I learned these in Yanim. I've never seen any such makar. Ledaiti, the beer is something different entirely. The beer is that the amen that the person is saying is an amen b'teras hitzdarfus to the pyres al shema. And therefore, you only answer amen to the Shliach Tzibor, nobody else. The Machlokes Mechaber and Rama is gufa this. How is one mitzdarif? The Mechaber confines it to simply saying it mila ben mila with the Shliach Tzibor. The Rama, he agrees with that too, but he also holds you should answer Amen. There's a similar Machlokes by Birkas HaMazon as well. That's what he said. Nochein edavar the Mechaber says, shekol echad mabesuvin yomer balach hashim mevarech kol brachu baracha. You say it together with him. The Rama says, "V'yaktim l'sayim tzas kadem mevarach kadeshiyane amen." Hagam bizman hazeh. We don't do zimun. Once upon a time, zimun was that there was a mezamin who said the bracha was moitzi the people in front of him. Today we don't do that. Today we say it together with him. But guess what? B'midat ma, he should say out loud. We should say quietly. According to the Mechaber, you just say it together, word for word by word. According to the Rama, you answer amen. Just as an aside, I think my father-in-law told me that Rabbi Soloveitchik, Yeshaber, when he was a mezamein, he said the Birkas HaMazon out loud all the words together. So I take that as from his minag, a ride to my concept, this whole idea. Birkas Kriya Shema also correctly done. Shliach Tzibor should be saying it out loud, and the Olim should be saying it together with him, benachas, word by word. Okay. So now, basically, I've explained everything as far as I can see. The halacha is over here, there's a special din here by Kriya Shema, that by Birkas Kriya Shema, we give it a tzura of a bracha of Kriya Shema. The Mechaber never, when he said, yane amen, he never holds the answer amen. His chiddush over here was not answering amen to someone else's bracha. That he holds is never mutter. He was talking about answering amen to your own bracha. And that, he says, we don't even do that because we understand that this is a series of brachas and it goes together. It was given a tsura as if it's brachas and kriyishma. Therefore, it's not considered the end. It's a hemshich into the kriyishma. You don't say I'm into that either. The problem I have is, and that's his shita. The Rama shita is you can answer amen. Vizil. What shver that I can answer is the Gayan. The Gayan says that the machlekes mechaber and Rama is not the machlekes I said. It's a different machlekes entirely. He says the machlekes mechaber and